just kind of singing my Mother's Day song that I wrote. I wrote it about my mom, and I wrote it about my wife. And anyway, I'm going to play it a little bit later. It's called Proverbs 31 Woman. I'll give you a little hint here. Oh, you're my Proverbs 31 woman. Heaven's homecoming queen. When you take this poor boy by the hand, you make him feel like a king. I love you, Proverbs 31 woman. Wanna shout it high to the world. Oh, Proverbs 31 woman. Thank you, Lord, for sending me a Proverbs 31 girl. All right. So good to be with you guys this morning. For all you mamas out there, happy Mother's Day. Okay. And for all you fathers out there, happy Mother's Day. We have fathers out there, and there's many of them. I want to acknowledge you that you have been a mother to your kids. That the mother's gone, and you're a single parent. The tears are going to flow this morning, I can tell. And I don't have a Kleenex. Oh, well. I'm going to talk about some things this morning that I think is very important that we do talk about. And obviously, I say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And I want to stay on a good note. And all this is a good note. But I want to talk about something that that I believe a lot of pastors in church don't talk about and need to talk about. And today is Mama's birthday. You see the child there, and he's holding flowers, crying over a grave. And we're going to be talking about the 1%, the one sheep, the ones that are hurting on Mother's Day, this Mother's Day today. I'm going to bring my wife on, Shanita. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. It sure is. And yep. I'm thinking of people who are grieving the loss of a relationship. Maybe their child went missing, or they've just chosen not to be in touch. And it's such a hard loss to deal with.
Right.
And then the loss of estrangement and the prodigals. So we're thinking of you today.
Yes, absolutely. We are. Shanita, you've got, you know, we got six kids. We're blessed. What can you tell mothers out there that are going through this? What is it that you have to say to them? Some hope. What would you like to share?
Well, we know that Christ is very near to the brokenhearted. So I think the enemy wants to tell us that when we feel entirely broken, that we're disqualified, but we can still come before his throne with confidence, as Hebrews tells us. It is a place of grace.
That's right. We have to remember this life is very temporary, right? In other words, we can't get hung up on, I know it hurts here. I understand that, but we got to understand this is all very temporary. And God has a plan. God has a reason for everything. You know, we may think we're going through this and it's the end of the world, but God can take this pain, the stuff we go through, and he uses it for our good, okay? So just remember that. Okay, well, I'm going to bring you back a little bit later for those that may have some prayer requests.
Yeah, and I feel like what you shared last week, you know, when your child's estranged or a prodigal, there's not just one formula that works for every situation. Sometimes you need to speak the truth in love. And but I felt like that there was just so much wisdom there. And seeking the Holy Spirit, not compromising truth.
That's right. All right. Love you. Yeah. God bless you. All right. Let's get to it, folks. I want to get into this, and again, the tears may flow, but it's okay because God has a reason, you know, and God has a plan. Shanita's brought me some Kleenex in here. Thank you, Shanita. Appreciate it in case the tears do flow. All right. What about the mothers that don't have the Mother's Day experience this year? What about the hurting moms? When others are smiling and having a happy Mother's Day, are you somewhere in, I don't know, in life's corner looking, going, asking God, why? Why me? What about me, God? Perhaps your child is not with you anymore. Perhaps you're estranged from your child. Maybe your child wants nothing to do with you. And you would give every breath in your body if you could just receive that one phone call today. The one phone call. Mama, I love you. Mama, I miss you. Maybe your child is gone. Maybe your child has passed away. God forbid, maybe your child has been abducted. Maybe your child ran away. For whatever reason, you're not with your child. If you could just hear your baby's voice, Mama, I love you. I miss you. Maybe your mother, you've lost your kids through, I don't know, accidents, some type of killing, abduction, like I said. I know it's rare, but I believe there's someone out there listening to me that's gone through this experience because God's laid it on my heart. You're the 1%. You're that one sheep. This morning, I want to talk to the 1%, the one sheep that Jesus goes looking for. And who is that one sheep? It's the brokenhearted. Because Jesus is near the brokenhearted. That's what scripture says. Now you may be the 99, but if you are, you need to come with me and walk this path. And we need to pray for the 1%, the ones that are hurting, the broken. Guess what? We're all the one percenters somewhere in our life. There is nobody today that is not broken in some way. You can't be religious. This is the problem with churches. You walk in and people get Zoom religious. They're not broken. Let me lay hands on you. Let me heal you. Let me pray for you. They don't want to admit they're broken. The Bible says, confess your sins to one another and do not judge. Do not judge. This is why people have been burned in church. This is why we have our community, because we've been burned with this religious stuff. Preachers getting up and preaching a sermon where they need to be getting on their knees and repenting and asking God to forgive their rotten self. I know so many preachers that have so many unresolved issues, and they're up preaching this morning. And David, everybody has unresolved issues. I understand that, but I'm talking about unrepented, unspoken. They keep them quiet in the closet. Why? Because they sit and talk to me, and I think, why in the world aren't you getting on your knees? Yeah. You see, you can get on your knees and repent physically, but you never repent in your heart. And what does that mean, repent in your heart? It means when God says, okay, now that you've repented, you've changed, now go do something. Many people repent, but they never do anything. They just get up and do the same thing over and over again. But I want to get back on track here. I want to talk about the 1%. I want to talk about the brokenhearted. And folks, I'm here this morning to tell you I lost my mother several years ago. I'm brokenhearted. There's things I wanted to say to her that I never heard her say. There's things I wanted to ask that I never asked. There's healings I wanted to happen that were never healed. So would you join me in this time together? Maybe you take your mama for granted this morning. Well, don't. There's a song called Roses for Mama. Today's her birthday. I can't read the lyrics verbatim, but I want to give you the story. It's about a man who, it was Mother's Day and he was going to go fishing, had this big fishing trip planned. So he stopped by the flower shop on a Sunday because it was Mother's Day. You know, he felt a little guilty. So he wanted to go and buy his mother a bouquet of roses and have it delivered. So he goes in to the flower shop. And he's talking to the lady ordering the flowers. And all of a sudden, this little boy comes in and he wants to buy some roses. And the woman says, I'd love to sell you the roses, son, but you're short. You don't have enough money. And the man looks over and he says to the lady, I'll pay the extra money. You just give the boy his roses. And he looked up at the man. He said, thank you, mister. I just want to tell you thank you. Because today is my mama's birthday. And I want to give her these roses. So the boy took off and left. And the man left the flower shop. And he was feeling really good about ordering those flowers for his mother, you see. And he gets in his car and he starts heading toward the big fishing trip. And on the way, he looks over and he sees the little boy walking down the road with the flowers in his hands. And he says to himself, I'll just pull over and I'll ask the boy if he would like a ride. So he pulls over and asks the boy, would you like a ride? And he says, yes. So the boy gets in the car. And they start driving. And the boy looks over and tells the man, he says, you can stop here. So the man stops the car. The little boy gets out and he looks over and all of a sudden the little boy's headed toward a cemetery. And he gets on his knees. And he kneels down next to a grave. And he places the flowers on the grave. The man walks over. Little boy looks up and says, mister, my mama thanks you for the flowers. You see, today is her birthday. The man gets back in his car. And he goes back to the flower shop. He walks into the flower shop and he says to the lady, have you sent those flowers off yet? She says, no, sir, I haven't. He said, fine, wrap them up. I'm taking them with me. He goes and delivers those flowers to his mama in person. Folks, if you are estranged from your mom or you're living a long distance and you haven't had a good relationship, maybe you haven't connected, don't let ego stand in the way because you never know when you'll get that phone call. You'll never know when you visit the hospital and you see them taking their last breath. Call your mama. Tell her you love her. If you can, go see her. Now listen to me, mama. If you got a child out there that you haven't talked to in a while, and I know there's a lot of egos involved, I know there's a lot of hurt. You say, David, I've picked the phone up. I've tried calling them. Would you try again? You never know. You never know when the Holy Spirit will intervene and things will happen. I told you the tears were going to fly this morning. We have a lot of people in the room this morning. I'm going to bring in some of the comments. Let's go to Robin. Robin says, my son died many years ago and my mother... And a few years ago, my 43-year-old friend died suddenly 2 weeks ago, and her 21-year-old son has his first time without his mom, we must remember it's a tender day. It is, Robin. It's a tender day. It sure is. We've got, you know, God told me, said there's hurting people here today, David. Look at this. Shelly says, my mama's in the hospital today. Shelly, our prayers go out to you and your mama. Okay. A lot of hurting people. Rob says, I pray for all those that are lost, especially the young. Rob says, I lost my dad when I was 25. My mother lived until 95. Finally knew how blessed I was. You never know. And all of a sudden, the good things start coming out in people once they pass away. We don't see the good. I always tell people, why do we wait for a funeral for people to cry tears and say they miss people? And then they say all the good things. Why do we do that? It's too late at that point. Tell people, have your funeral ahead of time while you're still alive, and then go hang out and hear what they say about you. All right. Let's go back to it here. I want to go to scripture. But before I go to scripture, I want to just introduce a few things. There's several categories. I mentioned earlier about fathers that have been single parents. Father, if you're listening to me, today you're going to celebrate 2 days. You're going to celebrate Mother's Day and you're going to celebrate Father's Day coming up soon. Because you've been a mother and you've been a father to these children. My heart is out to single parents. I'm very sensitive to single parents. I know men who have raised kids on their own with no mother. Either the mother left or the mother passed away, but for some reason the mother's not in the household. And my heart is so tender toward them. We need to pray for them and encourage them and uplift them and tell them what a wonderful job they're doing. There's some fathers that, you know, they've told me, said, David, I'm not doing what I need to do. I'm trying. I said, God knows you're trying. He knows your heart. He knows your situation. There's mothers out there. You've had to raise your babies from little to big without a father in the home. You've been a mother and a father to these children. God knows what you've gone through. You say, David, I've made mistakes, but God sees your situation. He knows your heart. When Mama's Day hurts, when Mother's Day hurts, Jesus is there for the brokenhearted. He's there for the brokenhearted. You all put in chat for me a scripture about the brokenhearted, if you would. If you can find scripture, put it up for me. I'm going to put it on the screen. Mother's Day, Mama's Day. Today's the day that we honor not just mothers. Well, I mean, mothers, yeah, but mothers are more than mothers. Mothers are caretakers, givers. They provide. They encourage. They strengthen. And perhaps you had a mother like mine who had an alcoholic father, and your mother growing up wasn't everything a mother should be. But all they had to work with was what they had. And we've got to forgive, right? We got to look at the good. We got to look at how they struggled through it. Not the end result, but the journey that they took. And ask ourselves, what would it be like to walk in the shoes of a mother who struggles, of a mother who has four children, but only three pieces of fried chicken on the table, and she suddenly decides she doesn't like chicken. She has three kids, sorry, and three pieces of chicken on the table, she decides she doesn't like chicken. That, my mother, I remember her sitting there, just enough for all four of us. And I said, Mom, where's yours? She said, I don't like that anyway. I was young. I didn't know what she meant. I thought she really didn't like it. We didn't have the money for food. My dad had gone for the summer, tried to get work. They didn't have back then what they have now, government, you know, welfare like they do now, and, you know, food banks and all that stuff. Neighbors would come and give you stuff, but sometimes you're too proud. You don't want to ask for it, you know? Have you guys struggled? I want to know. Have you struggled financially? Have you struggled by raising just kids on your own? I'd like to know what that, you know, what that's all about. I'm going to get into something here in a moment that is very sensitive, but it needs to be talked about. It's the core of what I believe God laid in my heart this morning. But before I do, I want to go to some more comments here to see if you guys have anything. Five Acre Farmer says, no, my mother wasn't perfect. My mother wasn't perfect, but she loved me. And she did the best she could as a stay-at-home mom with four children in the 50s. Did the best she could. Betty says, let's look, Betty's got some scripture. Betty, Psalms 34:18. Thank you, Betty. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. I love this scripture. I love it because God says he's near the brokenhearted, that he saves the crushed in spirit. You see, he doesn't say he's near the rich people. He doesn't say he saves those that, you know, are not broken. I'm going to paraphrase, but he said, you know, you know, those that are not sick, they don't need a doctor. If you have no sin, you don't need me. So Jesus says. Now, he's saying it to the religious people. He's saying, you think you can see, therefore you're blind. If you would admit that you're blind, your sin would be forgiven and you can see. If you're broken, consider it a badge of honor. When I'm broken, I live my best life. Now, it hurts. Don't get me wrong, it hurts. But why do I live my best life? Because I realize that I need my God. I realize that Jesus is near me. When I'm crushed, that's when I feel him the most. Sometimes not. Sometimes I feel hopeless. But then when I read scripture, what God says, thank you, Emily. Psalms 147:3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Thank you. Not only does he heal the brokenhearted and he's with us when we're crushed, but he heals our wounds. Everybody's broken. It's not one person with us that is not broken, that has not been broken. In some area of your life, you're broken. You see, we get on our high horse because things seem to be going okay now. So we don't need God. We don't feel God. We don't have to feel the bumps. So we're not broken. Oh, but somewhere deep down inside, there's issues we have not dealt with, issues that are going to raise their ugly head and we're going to deal with one day. And this morning on this gathering, We're going to ask God to bubble up in us issues that we need to deal with, the broken. And also, we're going to pray for others who are broken. Folks, we pray for one another. Scripture says, confess your sins, pray for one another. This is not a one-way street. There is no holier-than-thou preacher that's going to get up and, like Benny Hinn, and blow across the congregation, and they're all going to fall down. God forbid. Somebody showed me a video. I don't mention people's names too much. And he's even told me, I mean, he's even said, yeah, I'm talking about Benny Hinn. Maybe he's listening this morning. So what? How can he blow across a congregation of people, you know, 100 people on stage? Of course, it's televised, so it makes good television. How can he blow across all those people and they fall down? Somebody asked me that. I said, I don't know. Maybe he ate garlic that morning. Maybe he had such bad breath. I mean, I've smelt people's breath and I almost passed out. That's ridiculous. And then people see this that don't know God and they see this nonsense and then they say, if that's God, that's ridiculous. Anyway, how did I get off on that? My mother died in 1973. My mother died in 1973, says Diane, just short of my fifth birthday. You were 5 years old. I know life would have been very different had she survived. Oh, Diane, you're so right. You're so right. 5 years old, you're still developing. You wonder how mother feels, though, leaving her young children, you know, going on to be with the Lord. I'm just thinking, I'm not saying that's what they would say. I'm just, you know, imagining. Can you imagine? The mother says, oh, God, please take care of my children. They're only 5 years old, only 2 years old, just a baby. I want to be with you, God, and I know you're taking me, but who's going to take care of the babies? Can you imagine? Okay, let's look at this. Lori, I'm asking for prayers that my prodigal daughter reaches out to me today. I've tried to make contact with her, and she wants nothing to do with me. Well, Lori, I don't believe she wants nothing to do with you. I think she loves you. But she wants nothing to do with what's going on inside of her, which is probably a lot of pain, a lot of hurt. Forgive me for saying that. I don't know your situation, but that's just what I'm getting. So we are praying in Jesus' name right now that Lori's daughter will reach out to her. In Jesus' name. Lori, we're expecting a miracle. Joan is with us on Instagram. Kristen is here. Good to have you guys. God bless you all. Thank you for showing up this morning. I want to thank each and every one of you. Betty says, I know how you feel. May 13th, tomorrow, my mom passed 21 years ago, and I still miss her. We will see our moms again. We'll see him in heaven. We will. We'll see him in heaven. You know, Jesus talked about marriage, you know. I'm in heaven where I can get married. But it doesn't mean we don't know each other. It doesn't mean we don't know that's our mother, that's our father. We don't know that. All right, let's get to it. I want to address something that I think very few preachers are addressing this morning on Mother's Day. I want to talk about those mothers that have had an abortion. Can we talk? Can we have some conversation, please, this morning? I know there's going to be tears, but you have to understand. God's forgiven you. You need to forgive yourself. And you are a mother. Doesn't matter. You're still a mother. You're a mom. Or guys, if you've been involved in it like I have, On the other end of it, you're still a dad. That child may not be here anymore, but you're still a parent. Now, you're not parenting, no. It's when Mother's Day hurts. And you think about when you went into that clinic or into the doctor's office and that one day it happened, whether it was last week or 50 years ago. Don't wipe it out. It's your baby. You're a mother. And you've been thinking about this and you've been hurting. And you say, David, nobody addresses this. Every Mother's Day, I think about it. I think about what I did. And I'm not here to talk to you about what you did, like to put your face in the mud. That's not what I'm talking about. You're a mother. I want you to take pride in that. You're the 1% hurting. I'm the 1% hurting. And you've repented. And you said, God, forgive me. And God has forgiven you. And maybe you've forgiven yourself, maybe not. This morning is the time to forgive yourself. One way it's easy to forgive, I find for me, is to step up to the plate and say, God, I know what I did wrong, and I know that I'm a father to the baby I'm going to see one day in heaven. I don't know what the baby will look like. And if I could change it, I'd cut my right arm off to not do it again. If I had a choice, I didn't know. I wasn't thinking. Can you relate? I'm hitting a sensitive area, I know. And not many people really talk about this. I get that. I understand. But I have to talk about it because it's important, folks. You are a mother. I was a father. I am a father to somebody. Do you follow? I am. Let's see what's in. Five-acre farmer. Oh, if only I would have known. It was over 50 years ago. I will see my baby in heaven. I'm so thankful. If only I would have known. That's so true. If only I would have known. If only I would have known. Krista says, mother's involved in this. Sorry, I forgive her and pray she comes to Jesus. Her mother is involved in SRA. Do you see the hurting people out there? The hurting people. I want to give you some scripture because maybe if you've been in the situation I've been in with going into a clinic and they wiping the baby away, taking your baby away, and it's been many years. For me, it's been many years. It's important that we understand this. Number one is, I'm going to go to Matthew 18:10. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. Jesus is talking. For I tell you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. You see, folks, we have to understand that children, we all, but especially children, have angels around them. Jesus talked about children. Don't shun the little children. Let them come to me. Because unless you become one of them, you cannot go to heaven. What's he saying? He's saying children are going to heaven. So if you've ever wondered, anybody has ever told you that a child may not be in heaven, they are lying to you. You need to run the other way. The age of accountability. Children don't have. Now, there comes a point where they do have that accountability. We don't know. But if your child has gone on to be with the Lord, your child is with the Lord. Whether your child was 1, 2, 3, 4, I don't know, 50 years old, with the, now, if they're over the age of accountability, they need to accept the Lord. But I'm talking about children under the age of accountability. But if you've gone into the clinic and you've laid down and they performed a procedure on you and the child has been swept away, a lot of the pain for me is always wondering what has the baby gone through? What how lonely, how nervous when that happened, what, you know, I abandoned. I mean, all these thoughts, and I know that you guys out there are thinking the same thing. You have to. But I want to show you some scripture that's very comforting. Because babies have angels around them. Psalms 91:11. He will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Now, folks, he's talking about children here also. And when a child is in trouble, God has angels around them to guard them and direct them. In all ways. All ways. No way is missing, always, A-L-L, period. Now we, looking at it from a distance, may go, oh my goodness, that's horrific. But I'm telling you, angels are with children. So if something happens where you've gone in years ago for an abortion, and it's happened, I believe that as that thing happened, there were angels that escorted that child straight to heaven, straight into the arms of Jesus. No remorse, no pain, no loneliness for the child, no brokenheartedness. No anxiety, straight to the arms of Jesus. I believe that when I get to heaven, that child's going to put their arms around me. It's going to be joy. You must believe that. Happy Mother's Day. I believe that when you get to heaven, that child's going to put their arms around you and say, Happy Mother's Day, Mama. I can believe that. There's nothing in Scripture that says I can't believe that. I don't think that's sacrilegious. I don't think I'm making up stuff. That's what I believe. What do you all believe? I'm going to go to comments once again. Yeah. Let's go with Lori says here. Here's another one. Let's see. Lori, we lost 3 babies due to miscarriage. I know that they are in heaven waiting for me. I so cannot wait to see my babies. Thank you, Lori. I wanted to get to that. That was my next one. If you've had a miscarriage, your baby's waiting for you in heaven. There's no pain. There's no loneliness. Lori says, I totally agree, David. God bless you. Liz says, miscarriages are so hard, Lori. Betty says, I believe that Jesus saves babies. I had 2 miscarriages. I will see them. So says Betty. You see, there's so many people out there hurting. Mothers hurting. Children hurting. We're here for the 1%, the 99. Let's go back to scripture here. I want to finish reading Matthew 18, 10 through 14. What do you think? Verse 12. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Now, so many times we think about this is someone going to die and go to hell, though true. But it also refers to that 1% that has gotten away from the flock, that is hurting, that doesn't fit in. We go after that 1%. Perhaps you're the 1% this morning. And we're here for you, and we love you, and we appreciate you. And we thank you so much. Folks, I'm going to sing a song God gave me. I wrote called Proverbs 31 Woman. If you would like to, this is a ministry that we have. If you would like to help us, you can donate davidhebner.tv/give. Text the word chosen to 91999 or call 844-806-0006. Some of you have donated, and I so much appreciate it. You've been such an encouragement. But if these gatherings has blessed you and you would like to find a place that you can give, we certainly would welcome it. It would be very much appreciated. It's not the amount. It's the fact that you're there and you believe in what we're doing. Okay. We do a lot of things. We have David Hebner TV, over 1,000 shows. All this takes money, and are traveling and so forth. So I want to thank you all so much. I love and appreciate you. I'm going to sing a little piece of a song that God gave me that I wrote for my mom and for my wife. It's called Proverbs 31 Woman. You know, my mom never had an education. And she was always behind the scenes. And I was out in Hollywood, and I knew all these, you know, so-called starlets who wanted to be famous. But my mom was just a little Kentucky woman back at home. And I looked one day at this big star that I was with in a movie, and I looked at her, and then I looked at my mom. And I tried to compare them, the rich star woman in Hollywood. I tried to compare her with my mother. And there was no comparison, folks. My mother was the winner. Not because she was my mother, but because she was a mother. So I wrote this song. She don't have much education. She never earned her degree. But you'll find more wisdom in her little finger than all the universities. She has no fortune of fame. You won't see her name in fashion magazines. But if you ask any angel up in heaven, they'll tell you they'd give anything for her wings. 'Cause she's a Proverbs 31 woman, heaven's homecoming queen. Oh, when she takes this poor boy by the hand, she makes me feel like a king. I love my Proverbs 31 woman. Wanna shout it out to the world. I love love you, Proverbs 31, Mom. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a Proverbs 31 girl. I'd see my mama working hard, my wife working hard. I compare them to, I don't know, these ladies in politics and, like I said, the Hollywood elites, the rich, the famous. And I see there's no comparison. So then I wrote this verse. Late to bed and early to rise, she works hard all day long. Sometimes it rains, but she never complains. Oh Lord, her faith is strong. There's two things that I'd like to say to my Lord when I get to heaven above. Thank you for giving me, sweet Jesus, my salvation, and a Proverbs woman to love. I don't need no mansion on a hill. I don't want no diamonds or gold. Just give me peace on earth and a Proverbs woman to hold. Yeah, there's two things that I'd like to say to my Lord when I get to heaven above. Thank you, Jesus, for salvation and the Proverbs woman to love.
I dedicate that song to you, to all the mothers, to your mother, to you if you're a mother, to you if you're not a mother, but to you, I dedicate that song. And I pray that God has touched your heart this morning. We are going to pray for people. And I'm not quite sure Shanita's in the room. Yeah, she's Shanita, are you there? Okay. Well, anyway, let's go to the Lord in prayer. We've seen the comments. We've seen the tears. We've seen the joys. Let's bring Shanita on. I think she's in the room now. Shanita, you there?
Yes. Yeah, and I want to say welcome to our first Twitch viewer, JC, who says he loves or she loves Jesus. And welcome to our David Hebner TV viewers. Robin and James are remembering all of the grieving mamas today and people who've lost their mother. And pray also for her son and wife who just lost their very first baby.
Yeah, wow. And I want to thank all the people that are members of David Hebner TV. If you've not renewed your membership, could you go and do that, please? It's very cheap. It's you know, you get 2 months free if you sign up for the year. But we have all these shows, folks, things that people, you know, Shanita, I've had so many people call me, and I know you too, and they said they've been blessed by watching some of these videos with Russ Dizdar and L.A. Marzulli and Michael Lake and so forth on all these topics, mind control, SRA, program multiple, and they've been blessed, you know, and without that, they wouldn't have the knowledge that they have. So I just want to thank God, you know, for being able to allow us to do this. So if you would, if you could go support us, if you haven't signed up, please do. And you can go underground with us in about, 10 minutes, we can go underground. It's for members only. Shanita, I want to bring you on just to get some praise reports, prayer requests. We have a few minutes. What do we have for praise reports?
Well, y'all have been praying for Aaron and Crystal. And when he went to the prison to minister last Sunday, 20 men got baptized. So today, all 13 of the ladies are moms, and she has gift bags to take to them. And she says, I can only imagine for many of them, it's not a happy Mother's Day, but pray for us to be sensitive to Holy Spirit and what he wants to do and speak through us. So that's 3 o'clock today. And you had been praying for Dale and Angie, and just the Lord sent the check earlier than normal. So he intervened and provided. Thank you for praying. And you had prayed for Latoria, who was dealing with a spirit of confusion about work, and now she's doing much better. You had prayed for Joe over in the UK, and he has just seen God at work beautifully within his wife and four daughters. And you've been praying for Jasmine. She's recovering from surgery very well with the health issue over a year. And you prayed for Janine's husband, Duncan. He still gets some bad nights, but he is getting more good days, and that's wonderful to see. So for prayer requests, we are continuing to pray for Duncan, but also for Janine, for her heart, and praying for Alicia, whose grandmother's in hospice. She's going to have to fly to see her this week. Okay. And for Shelley's mom, for Shelley's health, for Shelley's three children, or three of her four children's health, Nicole, Andrew, and Jamie. And for Kay, for Lori's daughter, and for people who have suffered, who are suffering the pain of infertility. We've had a couple miscarriages, and what heartache. So we're reaching out to you and just praying for God's comfort. And you asked earlier if I had something for parents who are suffering with prodigal children. Psalm 112, 1 and 2 says, "Blessed is the one who fears the Lord. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed."
Wow. We have to hang on to that. You know, God in the Bible talks about one of his intentions is to create offspring from people that believe in him. He multiplies. You know, I know I'm paraphrasing the heck out of it. But you're a believer out there listening, you guys, girls. And God has your offspring. I'm believing God's going to bring the prodigal son, the prodigal daughter back. And if you're out there as a child and you're listening, go, "David, I'm separated from my parents. They don't want anything to do with me." God's going to bring those prodigal parents back too. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we don't focus on that. The prodigal parents don't like the children because they're going off telling the truth. The prodigal parents are stuck in the church, some religious thing, thinking that the kids are in some cult, which all they're doing is speaking truth, right? Mm-hmm. That'll change. I'm believing God will bring that together. Yeah. And then also, you mentioned...
One more prayer request when you're done.
Yeah, you mentioned parents that are trying to, or women are trying to have kids. They're not fertile. There's been stuff going on. God has the right timing. He's got the right moment. You know, our time is not his time. I know it might be easy for me to say, but because we've got six kids, but we've also had our struggles too. But also too, and I'm not saying this for you, if you've not been able to have a child, please don't think I'm saying this, but it just popped into my brain. There's so many children out there, Shanita, that are in orphanages, that have run away, that have been abandoned. And they need a good home. They need, you know, parents to take them in. And a lot of times, and I know I've dealt with these kids before, they turn teenagers and their chance, or they get over 8, 9, 10 years old, their chance of getting adopted or go way down. Mm-hmm. Way down. So there's a place there, I think, in homes that may be empty for whatever reason, that we can bring these children in, at least maybe for a time, for a period, if not for adoption, at least for foster. Okay, you have one more prayer request.
Oh, for David, for Brent, or for chest pain.
Yeah, okay. For David, for chest pain. I believe that's stress. Okay. Okay, Shanita, we're going to see you in underground in just a few minutes. Love you. Appreciate you. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for an amazing Mother's Day event gathering we've had here this morning. We've addressed, that I know of, all kinds of moms, as many as that you've laid on my heart. And right now I'm praying for every mother out there. every mother, whether they have a child, don't have a child. For Lord, for every woman out there who is not a mother, that is a mother to someone. I'm getting right now that there's someone out there, you're a lady, and you don't even know it, but you're a mother to somebody. You've been helping somebody. You've been doing something. God's flashing lights, and you're her. You're this person's mother. God, I'm asking that you put your hand over these families that have been ripped apart and that they be healed right now. Commanding a healing in the name of Jesus over the bodies and over the souls and over the spirits of the broken. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys. Real quick here, we're making episode 3 of Last Evangelist about mind control, AI. This thing exposes it, okay? If you haven't seen episode 1 and 2, go to davidhebner.tv and watch it now. Episode 2 talks about rewriting the Bible and also talks about mind control. Please go and help us market it. You can go to lastevangelist.com and you can donate whatever you want. You can be an actor, producer, whatever. Please go and do that. All right. We're going to see you guys underground in about, maybe 5 minutes, 3 minutes. All right. I love you guys. Remember, you never really lived till you found someone worth dying for.
When you donate to this ministry, I can honestly tell you that we talk about things the church won't. I do my best. I do my best to get the word out, and so does Shanita. And anything that you can give that God lays on your heart would be appreciated. It keeps us going. It keeps this show going. It keeps us traveling to pray for people, and it's just much appreciated. DavidHebner.tv/give. Consider becoming a monthly partner. You can call 844-806-0006, or you can text the word CHOSEN to 91999.
How can people be a participant and help you bring the Last Evangelist story to the public?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we set it up as the model, like the CHOSEN, where you can go and donate. You can actually be the financier on it. You go to lastevangelist.com and you can donate. You can be an actor, you can be a producer, you can be or just donate. A special thank you.
Hey, everybody. Episode 1 and 2 are finished, but we're now filming episode 3. Would you please help us finance this very important mission? Episode 3 deals with mind control and how government is taking over the church. You can call 844-806-0006, or you can go to lastevangelist.com, or you can text the word evangelist to 71777. You can watch episode 1 and 2 right now on davidhebner.tv. I love you all. Thank you so much.